Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of LaGrange Zoning Board of Appeals to order. This meeting is being held under the auspices of New York State Executive Order 2002.1 issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo as a way to remain in compliance with the stay home, stay safe mandates while continue to carry out town business. In keeping with this order, this meeting is being recorded and the video will be posted at a later date on the town website. This meeting and public access procedure by computer and telephone have been announced on the town website and referenced on the town electronic message board on Stringham Road. Our first order of business is since one of our members will be absent tonight, is I will appoint Michelle Hayes as a full voting member of the board for this evening. Second item of business is a continuation of the public hearing that was started last month regarding an application from Ms. Beth Plotsky to construct a garage with a side yard setback of 12.5 feet. Just to refresh everybody's recollection on that, that would be a relief of 2.5 feet for this structure. And at the time, we had an outstanding question from the board in regards to how any additional stormwater would be addressed. Any member of the public may speak, including Ms. Plotsky on this, as the public hearing is still open at this time. Beth, do you have anything to add for us on the drainage or the guttering?
Well, actually, I'd like to defer to David Friedman, who is the architect on the project.
David. Good evening, how are you?
Good.
So I had submitted two sketches. I don't know if the board has seen them or not. The first sketch basically depicted the drainage that exists on the site. So the drainage right now goes down to the back of the property, if you've been to the site, and off of the driveway towards the right-hand side. That's the impervious area right now. And so where the garage is being positioned from the ridge line forward is in that same line of the impervious part of the driveway. Mm-hmm. So the only real impervious part of the drive, the only really impervious surface we're introducing is from the middle of the garage or the ridge line to the back of the addition. And so what I had proposed on those sketches is we will simply take the gutter in the back, we will pipe underground, and then if we go out about 30 feet or so, we can drain the back gutter safely onto our own property. It drops off fairly rapidly there.
Okay.
So that stays with the same impervious area that's there right now, and the impervious area that we're adding, we remove that water safely to the back of our property.
That looks like a nice solution to me. Does the board have any questions for Mr. Freeman?
I have a question. Can you?
Yes, we got you, Nancy.
Okay. So how close will it be to the neighbor's property where the water, the underground piping opens out?
About the same thing, about 12 to 15 feet. And if the board, right? So if the board wants to stipulate that, when you get to the back of the property there, the property actually kind of goes down into a gully. The V shape of the property is actually on our side of the line. So
the what shape of the property?
So if you look at the drainage that's actually out there, with snow, it's a little hard to see, but if you look at the actual drainage that's out there, when you get out about 20 feet or 30 feet away from the back of the garage and the back of the neighbor's house, the drainage, actually the V shape of it or the gully that it kind of creates, tends towards our side of the property line.
Okay.
So right now, my idea is the pipe would stay within that 12 feet away at least.
And will any additional water, like from the main house or the roof of the main house or anything, be going into that underground piping?
No, not at this time. So that's all in existing condition. The front of the house right now, the impervious surface of the roof drains onto the driveway. That's not the portion to the right, that's not being changed. The portion to the left splits down the middle. So the portion that goes towards the right-hand side of the house in the back will remain unchanged.
Will not change?
No.
Okay.
Dave, would it be safe to say that in effect, since the garage will be there, there may actually be less stormwater heading over to the adjoining lot than there is now, since you're piping some of it away?
I'd like to say so, but I mean, technically not, because so the back of the driveway that's there now is essentially the center ridge of the addition of the garage. Mm-hmm. So the front half of the roof is replacing the impervious surface that is the impervious surface of the driveway now. So we're kind of swapping out impervious surfaces. So we're not in the back half, which introduces more water, which introduces more impervious surface, mm-hmm. is what we're taking care of.
Okay. Anything else, Nancy?
Nope.
Okay. Ms. Grosko, is this adequate for your concern?
You know, I don't know the technicality of any of this, but it sounds like it makes sense. We never had problems with the water coming from the property, I don't think. I just wanted to make sure we don't start now, right?
Okay. And actually, the way the topo surface goes right now, it heads from the driveway up to the neighbor's house right now. So it actually rises up. So the water is kind of going away from your house anyway.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be a problem.
I have another question. You said not at this time, there wouldn't be any additional water coming from the house or the roof of the house. Was there any purpose to that? Not at this time.
No. So we're not increasing any water coming from the roof of the house.
Okay. And it's not in the plans to come to have anything else that would add to it in the future.
Not at this time. Not at this time. We'd be back here for another variance, I'm assuming, for the front yard, in which case you could ask that.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Okay. If there are no further comments from either the board or members of the public, I'd accept a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Has the board heard sufficient information from the applicant and her representatives to make a finding?
Yes.
If so, I would like to move on to the record of findings. The application was presented by Ms. Plosky and Mr. David Freeman. In making its determination on an area variance application, this board must take into consideration the benefits to the applicants if the variance is granted as weighed against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the neighborhood or community by such grant. In doing so, this board must weigh the following statutory criteria: character of the neighborhood and detriment to nearby properties. In looking at the planned improvement, the garage is actually very, tastefully designed and should be a net improvement to both the appearance of the house and its neighborhood. So I think this application is actually going to improve the neighborhood and hence nearby properties. Mm-hmm. Alternative methods for achieving the benefit sought by the applicant, I don't think there are any. We're looking to add a garage. Can't really do that without building a garage. So there is no alternative. substantiality, 2.5 feet out of a 15-foot setback, in this case, definitely is not, I would say it is not a substantial variance. Effect or impact on physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood. Since we are adding impervious surface, there will be an impact on a stormwater drainage. This drainage of impact is being mitigated by the guttering and placement of a buried pipe, which then will outlet into an existing water flow gully area. Self-creation of difficulty. Yes, it is self-created in that we want to build a garage. Does the board have any other considerations they would like to add to these findings?
I just have a question about, I didn't hear the full discussion on impervious surface. It was my very quick understanding that the additional roof would be the same as the asphalt of the driveway. And am I wrong about that? And is there additional impervious surface being added by the garage roof?
Can I unmute myself?
Yes, Dave, you can.
Okay. So the additional impervious surface we are adding, which is the back half of the garage, that is the water we are discussing. That's the water we're going to pipe to the back.
Okay, and that was, right now it's grass?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. That's all I just wanted to confirm that. Thank you.
Okay, since without any other considerations to be added, I would like to resolve, I'll set the motion for the resolution. That way. Do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, I would like to call the vote. Nancy, how do you vote?
Aye.
Leanna, was it you or Michelle? I heard a second aye.
I said it twice, I think.
Oh, okay. Michelle? I think we've lost Michelle.
Oh no.
And Regina, we can't hear you.
Internet problem, see?
well, before we lose anybody else. Jared,
hurry,
vote?
Hurry.
In favor.
Leanna?
I vote aye.
And I vote aye. Yeah, I'm not sure how Michelle would have voted. This is another thing we'll have to chat about on how to handle these Zoom meetings. But since we have a majority saying aye, Ms. Plosky, you have your variance. You're ready to build your garage whenever, you know, we get out of the polar vortex.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other further business that board would like to cover tonight?
We forgot to vote on the minutes for January, right?
I have no corrections.
I thought about halfway through, I went, oh, wait, the minutes.
Okay. I'll accept a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of January's minutes?
Aye.
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 Yes, aye.
Thank you.
Okay, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We'll miss you, Leanna.
Thank you.
Bye, Leanna.